Okay, fine. So yesterday we at least made it through the Gemara in Moed Katan. Obviously we're going to readdress some of the issues, as we will constantly as we go through the Bavli and the Rishalmi. But just to sort of get more facts on the table, let's turn to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and then we'll have to bring them into conversation, okay? So, Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tet. Comes from a completely different vantage point. If I asked you, what is the context of the discussion of Tosefet Shviit in Moed Katan, what would you say? What's the context? Like, of the Gemara, why is the Gemara bringing it up? Not that you know. I know I brought you, put you in the middle of a discussion. But what the topic at hand is Tosefet Shviit, right? It got there because it's talking about Chol HaMoed also, like where there's limitations on plowing. But the whole sugya is about Tosefet Shviit, right? Is that true of the sugya in Rosh Hashanah? No, not at all, right? Tosefet Shviit is a detail in a longer discussion. Namely what? What is the longer discussion? Since you guys know... adding Kedusha in general, right? Tosefet Kedusha. Yeah, exactly. Tosefet Kedusha in general, right? How do I know? How do I know that that's the context of the sugya in Rosh Hashanah? This is not a trick question. Because it says so, right? It asks it as a generic question, right? Tosefet Shviit appears as a detail in a broader discussion, because the earlier sugya, which I didn't give you, but the sugya on Chet Amud Bet through the top of Chet Amud Alev is talking about a much more nuanced discussion of exactly when all the prohibitions and mitzvot take effect in Yovel, and because Yovel has a bit of a, right, technically Yovel starts on Rosh Hashanah, it's the 50th year, but not all the halachot start on Rosh Hashanah, some of them start on Yom Kippur, right, with the blowing of the shofar, so therefore, there's a little bit of a weird status for a few days, so once the Gemara is talking about that, the Gemara then asks a generic question. It says, who wants to take the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? Let's see, Kobe or Josh, since you both told me so confidently you had finished all the sources and needed more. Honestly. I'm happy for you to finish the sources. It's just, you know, when I say read carefully, and check Chilufei Gersaot. I mean it. I'm being nice. I'm only telling you to look at what's on the page. You know, I'm not telling you to pull up the manuscripts and do it yourself. What? Okay. Do you want me to do that? Should I start giving you the manuscripts? As an option, I can give you the
Yeah.
Okay.
Give us the hard manuscript. Not the actual hard manuscript.
Yeah, I don't know if that's accessible online. And you can get Ksav Yad Leiden, but redone online.
So, the original manuscript.
The manuscript, the main manuscript that we use it, yes. Right, you can access Ksav Yad Leiden. Oh, right, I will send you the link. I will send you the link with the website where you can access Ksav Yad Leiden. It's not like the Bavli. I don't think we have, like with the Bavli, if you go on the Hebrew U website, or if you go on the Lieberman manuscript project, you can pull up any Daf and Shas and look at all the manuscripts and compare them if you're good at reading manuscripts. But Yerushalmi, the academic website that uploaded their rendition of the Leiden manuscript. It's the manuscript we have of the Yerushalmi, which was found in Leiden. It's the name of a library. I don't know. It's a library in Germany, I think. I think. What? No, no, in the Bavli you can do that. They don't have any... Yeah. No, the Hebrew U website and the Lieberman project. You can do either one. What?
I think it's called
the Gnezer project.
Yeah,
The Geniza website. Yeah, that's a Toronto project. That's a Toronto-based website. It's funded by Joe Friedberg. Yeah, that's also a really good website. You're right. There are three. The Geniza project also. He's a really nice guy, though.
Can you now, like, find any of Geniza on my website?
Yes. Anyways, if you want, I was told to spread the word. I had reached out to academic at the Michlelet something of Netanya who works on Yerushalmi academically, and every Monday night at 9 o'clock he has a Hebrew shiur online, like on Zoom, on going through Shviat Yerushalmi academically, like showing you how to deal with the manuscripts. What? Meaning, like, what he's doing is, like, he's taking line by line, he's going through the manuscripts,
so like
the Tosefta is, what?
It's like an extra
Elam. I mean, what it's a different focus. I mean, he's not doing the Lumdos and stuff like that, or the Halacha. He's doing, like, figuring out what the proper text is of the Yerushalmi and things like that.
Okay.
Yes. I went to it on Monday to try it out, because he invited me, and then he told me to spread the word. It's forever, it's not a large shit, there's like 8 people in it. But I know you want to work on Hebrew and you like this stuff, so maybe you'll want to join. You can all try it. I mean, he told me to spread the word. Good. But that it's on his email where it shows, you know, he's in charge of the Yerushalmi project. So at the bottom of his email, that was like, that's how you access the academic version of the Yerushalmi. What? I don't know what it's called. I'll send it to you after. Something like that. Yeah, go B. Right. So right off the bat, the framing for the entire discussion is midemosif and michol kodesh minala. Right? How do you know that you can add or have to add, right? Can add, have to add, should add, whatever, as we'll see. From the mundane, from the non-sacred to the sacred, right? So right off the bat, yes, we're about to talk about Tosefta Shviit, but even if you just read the first line, you know that here this is not a local Shemitah discussion, right? Does anyone disagree at that line, right? It's not. It's a universal discussion, right? Okay, good. What's the source? Okay, so now let's pause for a second. So one second, let's go something, right? Okay, pause. So the Gemara here quotes our Gemara, right? Quotes the same, not our Gemara, quotes the same Tanaitic tradition, right? Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Ishmael. So it has a twist. So first of all, it has a twist, right? The first twist is that not only does Rabbi Kiva here believe in Tosefet Shviit, but for the Gemara here, Tosefet Shviit is the paradigm for what? Osivim Michal HaKodesh, in general, right? Meaning the fact that we add to Shabbat, the fact that we add to Yom HaKippurim, the fact that we add to Yamim Tovim. According to Rabbi Ishmael, according to Rabbi Kiva, no. According to, see, you're confusing it. You're jumping the gun, right? You're saying, doesn't mean based on Yom Kippur. No! For the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, the paradigm for Yom Kippur and Shabbos and Yom Tov and whatever is Shemitah. Right?
Shemitah is the prime thing.
Right? It's the paradigm, right? It's the source for all others. How do I know? How do I know that's what it's doing, besides the fact that's what it says? But how do I know, right? Because of the contrast to what it says immediately after Rabbi Ishmael, which is that the Gemara takes it as a given that everybody believes fundamentally in the concept. Almost even Michal HaKodesh. And therefore, if Rabbi Ishmael doesn't hold of Tosefet Shvi'i the way Rabbi Kiva does in Shvi'i, he has a source for the principle in general. Right? Right, that's clear? Right, you can't read the Gemara, I think, any other way. Right? Okay, good. Now, what's his source? But you start on the 9th. Good. Very. Right, so according to Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Shmuel, rather, how does the Gemara think he derives the principle most even Michal HaKodesh, Yom Kippur, right? That it says Me'erev Ad Erev, from which we derive that you add on both sides. And then we have a prospect for Shabbat and a prospect for Yom Tov. Now, by the way, I don't know, who was in Reza Molshir on Monday? Mordechai Noah was, right? Right? You were? Good. So, Shlomo was good. So did he tell you, does the Rambam Paskin, there's such a thing as Tosefet Shabbat, you can make early Shabbos? No, he actually doesn't. The Rambam actually does not Paskin this Gemara. And everyone tries to figure out why. The Rambam thinks the only Tosefet that we have is Yom Kippur, and not even all of Yom Kippur. It seems like only Inuyin. That you add to the Inuyim, you stop fasting, but not even Malacha. Exactly, right? He seems to limit it, so either he doesn't have the Girsa, which is what some people say, he doesn't have the Girsa of Shabbat and Yom Tov, he erases it. Both, right? His text in the Gemara didn't have it, neither here nor in the parallel Sugin Yoma, and Daf Pei Aleph. Maybe. But we actually, on the Bavli, you can actually check many different Girsa, as Zach. Correctly nuts, right? You can go to whatever. The Lieberman Project, Nisa Project, Hebrew Use website, and do whatever. Again, in a lot of those, they actually have the copies of the manuscript. It's not just they wrote it out. Like, you actually have to read the manuscript, which is not easy. What? Well, also, like, it could be unclear, right? It's just, right? They copied the manuscript, and they put it, they uploaded it. Some are easier than others. You know, there's the Munich one, there's the Vatican multiple, right, Vatican, whatever, they have a whole bunch.
How does Erev Ad Erev teach you that the end date can also, because I was thinking if we're saying it can go earlier, it means you also end earlier.
No.
Because if we're saying the Erev means that we're ending the night.
It's May Erev, Ad Erev, so the way he says is, into the night. But right, from a little bit before that, because what does Erev really mean? Erev doesn't really mean night, what does it mean? Evening, which is the transition from day to night.
Yeah, but now what?
Right? So you transition in and you transition out. That seems to be how it's saying. You're right. You could say, maybe it means that Yom Kippur starts an hour before Shkia and ends an hour before Shkia. You could have done that. In Okanami, you could have. But that's not how it says it. That's not how it takes it. You're right. You could have done that. I don't know. It's a good question. If you come up with an answer, let me know. Okay.
But he still doesn't
So, okay, so let's talk for a minute. Now, let's say, within the context of this sugya, okay, within the context of this sugya, what do you think is more likely, right? Which conceptualization of Tosefet Shviyot is more likely within this? Is it the one that talks about Hakana, or the one that talks about extending Kedusha Azman? Yeah, I mean, right? Meaning, if you look at this, when you look at this sugya, it's like, oh, this sounds, right? This really sounds like it's, right? Now, what? Well, not necessarily, because Rabbi Shmuel doesn't weigh in on Tosefet Shviyot, right? Meaning, ironically, Rabbi Kiva, who we said sounds more like Hakana, within this sugya, where that's the paradigm for Tosefet Kedusha in general, right? It sounds like it's an issue of Zman, right? You extend the Kedusha of Zman. Well, that's the interesting question, right? That's a big machloket. Is it that you're preparing for the, right? Some of Farshim said the reason there's a mitzvah to eat before Yom Kippur is to prepare. Some say the opposite. No, when you're full, right? If you have a big meal, right? Sometimes, you know, like you overstuff yourself, right? And then, like, you've expanded your stomach. Or, you know, like when, like if people are trying to lose weight, right? Part of what they want to do is eat less because it contracts their stomach, right? Or they go on like all liquid diet, right? It's not healthy at all, but why do they do that? Right? Because since it takes less room in their stomach constricts and they have less hunger, right? But that, so some of the Mavarshan say Yom Kippur is actually the opposite. We want you to suffer on Yom Kippur. So what we do is we tell you, eat a lot before Yom Kippur to expand your stomach so that you feel the pangs of hunger. What? So you know you feel the pangs of hunger because by the time you don't eat, right? By the time you digest it, now your stomach is bigger and empty, right? It hasn't had time to contract and you feel that, you know, grumbling, right? Correct, but that's the sugya of Tosefet of eating an Erev Yom Kippur, which we did not do. But you're right. What? Yeah. Which might be why the Rambam rejects Tosefet, right? Tosefet Shabbos and Yom Tov, because he might paskin, right? It could be paskin Rebbe Kiva, which is not true, paskin Rebbe Shmuel, but in theory, right? Fine. Well, not a quote. Which one? No, you're adding time.
You're adding time
to fast? No, yeah. You're fasting early. That's right. You're supposed to stop fasting, right? Oh, we established that no one's doing Daf Yomi, right? Okay, but if you guys had been doing Daf Yomi, you would have discovered when you got to Beit HaDaf Lamed that the Gemara assumes it's probably the Oraita that you have to add to Yom Kippur, and therefore the Gemara asks, why is it that we don't stop people who eat all the way up until Yom Kippur, until the minute the Yom Kippur starts? Why don't we stop them? Right, you're supposed to stop them, whatever, I don't know, 20 minutes early, something like that. Right, you're not allowed to eat all the way up to Yom Kippur. Right, and then it says, Mutav Yushogin, like, oh, right, you did do that stuff, right? Someone asked me about this stuff. Right, Mutav Yushogin volume is eaten, right? Because they're not going to listen to us anyways. And it's better, that's the reality the Gemara is talking about. It's a very interesting subject, yeah, but the Gemara in that case says, ah, the people there, you tell them, they're not going to listen. Mutav Yushogin volume is eaten. No, they, in that case, they're not doing the mitzvah. They're doing it because they're hungry. All right, okay. But yeah, I agree that in this sugya, it really sounds more like it's Tosefet, right, Zman, right? Because it's talking about, right, this as a general principle in most even Michal HaKodesh, right, which manifests itself differently in each one. So Shemitah, where Shemitah is defined by an issur of working the field, so how do you manifest Tosefet Kedusha? You stop working early, and then there are manifestations afterwards in terms of ksira, in terms of harvesting. How do you manifest it in Yom Kippur? You stop eating earlier, right? Now, you know, it is true, by the way, this is a very funny sugya, because like, when you get into the Mefarshim, you discover that they start asking, well, is it only eating? What about the other Easterim, right? Right? What about the other Easterim? Should I, like, dafka shower on Yom Kippur, right? Like, you know, you get very fascinating little discussions in some of the Achronim. If you, like, really dig deep, it's not, like, in the standard places, but in the Mekor Chaim of the Chavot Yair, which is, like, his, like, halachic codex, right, he has a discussion of this Specifically in the context, whatever, you get this weird machloket achronim about Tashmish Hamida, where some people are like, oh yes, it's a mitzvah to be involved in Tashmish Hamida before the day before Yom Kippur. And then others are like, no, it's a mitzvah not to, because you have to feel the lack in it. Very, very odd discussion. But at least according to our Gemara, it's eating, and maybe malacha, right? Right? It seems to be malacha, but again, the Rambam extends it only to inuyim, right? Not malacha. The mitzvah before Yom Kippur is eating, but the Tosefet is all the inuyim plus, right? Okay. There's a problem, though. What's the problem? What's the biggest problem in this sugya? Besides the fact that it does seem to point, even for Mikiva, in the direction of understanding Tosefet Shviit in the context of Tosefet, right, Kiddusha Tosefet Zman, rather than Hachana, right, rather than preparation, which we said is hard with Rabbi Kiva's language, at least in Moed Katan. And what's the other problem with it? Wait, what's the biggest problem with the sugya and what we've been learning? What's the biggest problem? I mentioned yesterday, Tosefet's problem. Well, what? Yeah, well, what's the contradiction? Oh, so one contradiction is, very good, that's what Tosfos here says, is, wait a second, what do you mean Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold up Tosefet, right? In our Gemara, it sounds like Rabbi Shmuel doesn't even believe in Tosefet Shviit, right? Right? He doesn't believe in it, because it says, according to Rabbi Kiva, there is a source for Tosefet, right, Mosifin Michal HaKodesh, from Shviit. And Rabbi Shmuel, there's no source, he needs to find it somewhere else. What's the obvious problem? Right, as Moshe notes, what are you talking about? Rabbi Shmuel also believes in Tosefet Shviit. He just thinks it's Halachah Moshe Mesinai. Right? So why does the Gemara here imply that Rabbi Shmuel doesn't even believe in Tosefet Shviit, right? Okay, so Josh is already lumdishly solving it. Oh, there's different conceptual models. Great. Okay, but that's a problem. Let's get the problems first before we solve them. What else? What's the other problem? That's within Rabbi Shmuel. What's the problem within Rabbi Akiva? Or really within Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, what's the problem? What does the Gemara in Moed Katan say? Remember the end of the Gemara in Moed Katan yesterday? Gemara says, before the Beis HaMikdash, a little bit, not the total, the end, right? Remember, what did the Gemara say in Rosh Hashanah? In Moed Katan, the Gemara had said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara had said, why does Rabbi Yochanan think there isn't Tosefet Shviit? Before we get to the Maskana, why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it says, why isn't there Tosefet Shviit anymore? So that was the last answer. What's the second to last answer? Because we compare it to Shabbat. Just like Shabbat, there's no Tosefet Shabbat. Shviit, there's no Tosefet Shviit. What do you mean there's a Tosefet Shabbat? We just read there's a pasuk from which you learn Tosefet Shabbat. What do you mean? The potential source that there is no Tosefet Shviit is from the fact that Shviit is compared to Shabbat, and Shabbat, there's no Tosefet Shabbat. Yes, there is, right? It's like, right? I mean, it's just crazy, right? I mean, how do you know that there's no taxes in America? Well, America was based on the English system, and in England there's no taxes, right? And you'd be like, I'm pretty sure there is taxes in America, and I'm pretty sure there is taxes in England, and I'm pretty sure that was one of the reasons we broke off and made our own country, you know, right? Like, right? I mean, what are you talking about? What is this? Right? There is no Tosefet Shviit because there's no Tosefet Shabbat. Yes, there is. Right? I mean, right? It's just, the whole thing is nonsense. No. Right? It assumes, right, the Gemara in Moed Katan assumes there's no Tosefet Shabbat, and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah seems to assume that Rishmael doesn't believe in Tosefet Shviit.
Well, they're reversing the two things. Like, Rosh Hashanah, like what you're saying, Tosefet Shviit is... We learn that there's a concept of the Sigma Sala Kodesh from Tosefet Shviit. That's what he learns it from.
Ah, very good. Yes, correct. And not only that, but when it wants to prove it, it does it in the backwards way, right? Because in Rosh Hashanah, not only there is Tosefet Shabbat, but it itself, according to Rabbi Kiva, is derived from Shemitah. Right. And in Moed Katan, How does the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, decide that there is no such thing as Tosef Shviit? By starting in Shabbat and then learning. Yes. So this whole Gemara is a mess. Right? Both Gemaras are a mess. Well, according to Rabbi Kiva, there's no pasuk of Tosef Shabbat because we derive it from Shemitah. According to Rabbi Ishmael, there is.
It's not a
door,
right?
It's a lachom Sinai. No, Tosef Shabbat is a pasuk. No, he's a separate pasuk. What are you talking about? He's a separate pasuk. Correct, but then he has a limud, right? But he has his own limud. Right? He says, we learn it from Yom Kippur, but then it's Tishpetu, which is another pasuk, another word in the pasuk. Right?
That we can learn from.
Things. Fine.
That's
no, that's Daraisa. A drasha is Daraisa. What are you talking about? A drasha from pasuk is Daraisa. Why is that not Daraisa? He says, the word Tishpetu in the pasuk of Mer Mer, Tishpetu Shabbatchem, teaches you that there's a specific Shabbat. That's Daraisa. Right? So, again, what problems do we have? The Gemara in Moed Katan has the chutzpah to say, maybe according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no such thing as Tosefet Shviit, because we compare it to Shabbat and there's no Tosefet Shabbat. There is Tosefet Shabbat, right? And in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, we go from Shviit and derive from, according to Rabbi Kiva, derive Shabbat from Shviit, which is the opposite of what the Gemara is trying to do in Moed Katan, where it tries to reject Tosefet Kedusha, specifically from Shabbat as the paradigm going back to Shemitah, plus Rabbi Ishmael. In the Gemara in Moed Katan, everybody agrees that there's Tosefet Shviit. The only question whether it's from a pasuk or it's from Halacha Moshe Misinai. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah implies that, according to Rishmael, there is no Tosefet Shviit
at all.
Right? So, yes. Okay. So Kobe says we are not being fair. Right? I'm not being fair. Right? Why am I not being fair? Because I'm assuming, because really there's a third shita here, which is Rabbi Yochanan. Very good. So one, very simply, we can solve some of the problems with Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Meaning, at least the reversal of order. Right? That's not a big deal. Because you could say, yeah, according to Rabbi Akiva, the paradigm of Tosefet Kedusha is Shemitah, and from Shemitah you derive Shabbat. Right? And according to Rabbi Yochanan, the paradigm for Kedusha is Shabbat. Right? And indeed, he doesn't hold that there's Tosefet Shabbat, and everybody doesn't know there's Tosefet Shviit. Right? And Achanami, right? So you could just solve it by saying that Rabbi Yochanan is different from Rabbi Akiva. Okay, but that's not going to solve the problem of Rabbi Ishmael. Right? That Rabbi Ishmael in our sugya. Right? Rabbi Ishmael is not going to solve the problem because Rabbi Ishmael in Moed Katan definitely holds this Tosefet Shviit, and in Rosh Hashanah seems not to. Right? That's not going to solve it. It's also, what you say could work, but it's not gloss. It's not, right? It's not smooth. It's not easy. Why? Because does the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah imply that there's any machloket as to whether there is such a thing as a principle to Tosefet Shabbat?
It doesn't seem like,
Does the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah sound like the question of whether there is such a thing as Tosefet Kedusha is up for machloket?
Not really.
Not really. Not at
that time.
Right? No, it could be. I'm just saying it's not so smooth because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah takes it as such a given, right, that it assumes that everyone must agree to it. And if you don't derive it from one place, they derive it from somewhere else. Now, you're right. That doesn't mean it's impossible. So, whatever. The Gemara does. Right? The Gemara does, in the end, reject Rabbi Yochanan and Echanami. Right? It does in Moed Katan. But not for that reason, right? Right. Remember, it rejected Rabbi Yochanan for other reasons, right? Namely, that Man Demar Hilchita Atyag Zera Shava Akra Hilchita Uman Demar Atyag Zera Shava Akra Kra. Right. I mean, it was in terms of right the relationship between the Halacha Moshe Mitzina and the Pesukim. We didn't right. Okay, but you're right, it could be. It could be there's just another position here. You're right, Kobe. Tosfot didn't take it that way. Tosfot went in the direction that Josh went in. Right? So what did Josh want to say before I cut him off? And I said, wait 1 minute. Or what did you want to say? Right. So Josh says, it might be you have to be fancier here and say, no, everyone agrees that there is some sort of Tosefet Shabbat, right? And Tosefet, sometimes Tosefet should be. What does Rabbi Yochanan mean when he says there's no Tosefet Shabbat? What does he mean? He means that maybe there is Tosefet Shabbat, but it's so fundamentally different in nature from Tosefet Shviit that for the purpose of what we're talking about, it's irrelevant. Okay? So look at those. Exactly. Meaning, there is such a thing as Tosefet Shviit and Tosefet Shabbat, but they're so not comparable that Tosefet doesn't prove anything, doesn't count for what we're talking about. So look at Tosefet. This is what Tosefet wants, okay? So look at the second Tosefet on Dalet Amud Aleph and Moed Katan. Okay? Mordechai.
Yes.
Hi. Guys, get some sleep. Not now. Right? Get sleep at other times. You don't need during. What? That's fine. I don't, you know. I guess I don't get upset. It's just like, you know. Still, you should. It happens. People are tired. Yesterday I was learning with Yirmiyahu with my son. As soon as we finished the parak and he got up, right? I don't even remember this happening. But next thing you know, I just fell asleep like sitting up like this. I didn't even like put my head down. I was just so tired. I just like fell asleep sitting up and woke up. He didn't fall asleep. I fell asleep. He should have asked me, right? I mean, yes, that's the traditional rabbinic way of waking people up, but Meir would have to know that or have noticed that I fell asleep. Only I think Aruf noticed I fell asleep and should let me sleep for a bit. So it happens. Okay, but what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, Josh, since you were mechaven to Tosfos, so why don't you take it? Malala, yeah. I mean, this is just a parallel sugya. I gave you Rosh Hashanah, but there's a parallel sugya in Yoma, which is not about Shviat, which is just about Moshe and Michal HaKodesh by Shabbat and Yom Tov. So he says, but wait a second. What do you mean? How can you say that there's no Tosefet on Shabbat? There is. Right, Kevin Delave Ella Kalshu Vichiahi the Shiura Nami Moder Amingam Lil the Tsarich Lahosi. So what does Tosfos say?
You're only adding on a little bit.
Yeah. Tosfos says it's true. There is such a thing as Tosefet Shabbat, but it's only a little bit. A little bit. Just a few minutes. And that's different. Oh, okay.
So,
the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat is to add a little bit, a few minutes, whatever. And that's fundamentally different. That doesn't even count in our cheshbon. Someone want to explain to me what Tosefet is talking about? What does Tosefet even mean? Right? Meaning, okay. Right? Tosefet says, that doesn't count. There's a mitzvah to Enochanami. There's a mitzvah to Oraita to add to Shabbat, but it's only a few minutes, and therefore, it doesn't count. Wait, you're telling me, what do you mean it doesn't count? Like, are you obligated to do it biblically or not, according to this? Yes or no? Yes! Right, you are! So what do you mean it doesn't count? Right, meaning, it's very nice to say it doesn't matter, like, you don't really have to do it. That's not what he says. If you do have to do it, it's just a few minutes. So Kofi says, wait. Maybe what it means is the fact that it's only a few minutes doesn't count because it indicates that shows, at least according to Ishmael, according to Rabbi Yochanan, right? Rabbi Yochanan at this point, there is Tosefet Shabbat, but it's different. Why? Why is it different?
I have
a theory. You have a theory. Okay. Go.
No. I think that maybe it is. Conceptually, what one's going to be adding more to and more to Shabbos, it's different. Because with Shemitah, it would be more of like adding to the mitzvah itself, adding an extra action to the mitzvah itself. I think that was Shabbos more of a beautifying the Shabbos, like the acceptance of mitzvah early, because we want to show us that it's something that we want to do.
So what does it accomplish? So it's okay, just to tell me, what exactly does it...
Practically, for Shabbos, it's accomplishing that. It's showing us that Shabbos is something that we strive to do, that we should want to do better.
Okay, so Mordechai suggests something interesting, which I haven't seen anyone suggest, but it could be, right? I mean, I've seen like parallel models, but he says, look, maybe what's going on is like this. Shabbat and Yom Tov, really, you don't have to add. You don't really have to add. It's just like, we want you to show that you love Shabbat. And therefore, you shouldn't like, you know, hop in the shower 60% seconds before Shabbat. Like, you should show that you want Shabbat. And therefore, like a few minutes before, you should be ready for Shabbat. And, you know, it shouldn't be that you're sitting there with your watch, Motzei Shabbat, right, and saying, okay, my Zmanim says that at my elevation, even though it says, right, don't, not to the second, whatever it says, Shabbat's going to be over at 7, 12, and 15 seconds, and the, you know, you already have the grape juice in your hand, you're like, okay, it's time, it's 15 seconds, I'm going to light the fire, right, I got to go, and I got to, you know, I got to make it to a concert, or I don't know, whatever, right? So Mordechai said, listen, maybe that when we, it's a misnomer. Mosif Michalal HaKodesh by Shabbat means, it's not that you actually have to add, it's that you can't not add, right? It's like, you know, a few minutes before, show that you're going in, you're looking forward to Shabbat, so be willing, right? Right? No, not early Shabbos, right? It's not early Shabbos. He's saying it. And therefore, it's not such a big deal, because that's fundamentally different than Shemitah, where we say, no, like, right? Because if that was what we were talking about in Shemitah, you would say a day, right? A few hours. Right, but here we're saying 3-4 months, right? Right? Or at least the Rabbanan and then the Doraita, whatever, however much time, right? Close Manshia for the Pray, 30 days, we'll see in the court, right? Right? So he says, maybe they're fundamentally different. By Shemitah, there's a real Tosefet, you really add. By Shabbat, we want you to show you're excited for Shabbat, we want you to show you're not running away for Shabbat. That's a different, okay. So I'll the rush says something similar, not exactly the same as Mordechai, but a similar model. Okay? So let me just give you the Rush, and then I'll come back to you, okay? The Tosfos Rush says as follows. Tosfos Rush says, again, it's parallel. It's not the same as what you're saying, but it's a parallel conceptual structure. He says, look, V'tzarech la'asit ma'at kodem b'en ha'shmashot. Why do you have to stop working before nightfall on Shabbat and continue a few minutes after Shabbat? Kidei shel yikanes leveda safik. What the Torah is really telling you is, we don't want you to end up violating Shabbat.
Same as Shemitah then. The Shemitah we're doing, that way you don't end up...
No. Meaning min ha-safik. By doubt. Meaning, what the Rosh says is that really, there's no such thing as specific Shabbat. Really, if you had a built-in clock in your head, right, that was attuned to the atomic clock, right? And you knew exactly what time Shabbat started and exactly what time it ended, you wouldn't have to. Elamai, human beings are not like that, right? Our watches aren't perfect. What? Right, and even if you can, right? Even when we can measure time, it's just slightly off, even by a few milliseconds, right? Because it's delayed, right? We measure it all by the atomic, right? But even so, it's not really about time. It's about the sunset. Right? Is that where the, right? And therefore, as we know, right, Shabbat starts at different times, depending on, right? If you're on a hill, right, Shabbat starts at a different time if you're at the top of the hill or the bottom of the hill, by a little bit, right? But it does, right? It's not about time, it's about where the sun is, right? It's very hard to get it exact. And therefore, what the Rush says is when we say add to Shabbat, again, it's very similar to what Mordechai said, but it's a slightly different direction. Which is, Tosefet Shabbat, Tosefet Yom Tov, is not really Tosefet. Really, it just means keep Shabbat. Elamai. Because you don't know when Shabbat's going to start, you have to be careful. So a few minutes before when you think Shabbat's going to start, stop doing Melacha, just in case. And after Shabbat, don't run. Maybe your clock's a little bit fast, right? Maybe you think you're seeing three stars, but what you're seeing is two stars and an airplane, right? What? No. That's his point. His point is that, so Tosefet, it doesn't, right? That's his point, is that Tosefet Shabbat isn't real Tosefet, right? Really, you just keep Shabbat. Why do you have Tosefet? To make sure that you don't violate Shabbat. But Shemitah, Avol min havadai, v'shol machana safek lo'asin lai. Shemitah is vadai. Shemitah, it's not that you're not sure it's Shemitah. By Shemitah, there's a mitzvah to add weeks and months onto Shemitah. And therefore, again, this is conceptually, it's structurally similar to what Mordechai said, which is, how can the Gemara say there's no such thing as Tosefet Shabbat? There is. Answer, what we mean by Tosefet Shabbat and Tosefet Shemitah are completely different. Tosefet Shabbat isn't real Tosefet. Really, Tosefet Shabbat means you should keep Shabbat. You keep it a few minutes before and a few minutes after for the rush out of Safek, because you're not sure exactly when Shabbat starts. You've got to be safe. According to Mordechai, it's not really about adding. It's about showing that you're excited to get into Shabbat. So a few minutes before Shabbat, make sure you start. A few minutes after Shabbat, make sure that, you know, you still don't do malacha, right? But that's fundamentally different from Shemitah, where by Shemitah, this isn't just make sure you show excitement or make sure that you're not violating malacha. It's Shemitah is a year and 3 months, a year and 4 months, a year and, right? That's very, very different. Now, within Mordechai's model or the Tosas Rush's model, do we know whether Tosefet Shvi'it is about adding time, about preparation? No, right? It could be either, right? You could go either way, right? You could say, by Shemitah, there's a real addition because you have to add real time. By Shabbat, you don't. You just make sure that you're not violating. You show excitement, whatever. Or you could say, no, the reason that Shemitah is so much more significant is because you have to prepare for Shemitah, right? Or not prepare for Shemitah, really. Right? We forbid you from preparing, and that means forbidding it for a longer time, which is not like Shabbat, right? So the Tosfos, we'll call the Tosfos Rush or the Tosfos Rush variation, a la Mordechai, right, can work with either model, with either conceptualization of Tosefet Shvi'it that we set up, right? Yeah? Good. But you see, Mordechai, basically, what you're saying is different, but again, conceptually, very similar to Tosfos Rush. Okay? Yeah. Right. So the problem with this, obviously, right, the problem with the Rush is that in the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, at least, it does not sound this way. Right? It doesn't sound that way. Right? Meaning, it just doesn't. Right? The Gemara and Rosh Hashanah sounds like whatever is true of Shvi'it is true of Shabbat, according to Rabbi Kiva. Right? And even according to Rabbi Shmuel, that it's different sources. Still, it seems to be like the seventh Shabbat is like a real thing, right? It's not, right? You're right. This is very hard to read in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Right? This is what the Tosfos Rush says, but it is very hard to read in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. I'll give you that. It just doesn't sound like that, right? It sounds like, but you're right. It could be that maybe it's only according to Rabbi Yochanan, right? Right? As Kobe correctly notes, this could be within Rabbi Yochanan. And maybe Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel or Dafka arguing in this and saying, no, Tosefet Shabbat is real, whatever it is, right? Could be. It could be whatever. That's one possibility.
Also, I was going to say that I think Mordechai's interpretation of
whatever
he's talking about is already contained in the
minhag
of like
bringing
in early
Shabbat. Okay, yeah. No, Haname. Now, so what? No, that's what it would be, right? Meaning that's exactly what he's saying, right? That is what that is. Correct. Which is what we do, right? That, where do you think the 18 minutes comes from in America, right? Early Shabbos is a different story, right? But this isn't the minhag of early Shabbos. This is the minhag. This isn't making early Shabbos. This is the minhag of 18 minutes before, right? You know the 18 minutes, right? Yeah. Everyone knows the 18 minutes, even though in Israel it's not 18, right? In Yerushalayim, what? Right, what? Right. In America, all the Shabbos calendars, candle lighting is 18 minutes before Shkia. Right? Where technically Shabbos hasn't started, but that's when we like suggest that you light candles. Right? But it's not really. In Israel, most of the calendars will put 20. In Yerushalayim, they'll put 40 minutes. Right? If you, any guy, who's in Yerushalayim at any point before Shabbos or Yom Tov over the last few weeks? Anyone hear the sirens go off?
No.
The Shabbos sirens?
My brother,
so Shabbos has a, right? Yerushalayim has a, right, has a Shabbos siren, except it's 40 minutes before Shkia. Right? Because in Yerushalayim, for some people, the minhag is 40 minutes. I don't know why. I have no idea why. I don't know where they came from. But that's what they do. The siren goes up at 40 minutes. Okay? I don't know when it goes off in Beit Shemesh.
It was also really early.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Now, the truth is that there is another possibility that's very easy, which I already hinted at and Kobe has doubled down on, which is, remember what I told you about the Rambam? Does the Rambam hold himself to a Shabbat l'maskana?
No.
Right? And many of the people who do think this whole sugya is an asmachta, maybe it's only the Rabbana. So it could just be that how do you understand the sugya? Either you say that the Gemara Moed Katan and Elisha B'Yochan postens against the Sugya and Rosh Hashanah, right? Or the Sugya and Rosh Hashanah is really the Rabbanan and it's all Asmachta, but really there's no such thing as Tosefet Shabbat. Or however you want to get to it, right? Another way of solving it is by saying, listen, yes, the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah seems to hold the Tosefet Shabbat, but B'Yochan doesn't posken that way, or we don't posken that way, or whatever you want to say. And again, if you posken like the Rambam, that there's no such thing as Tosefet Shabbat, the only thing there is Tosefet Yom Kippur, and only for the Inuyim, right? And not even for Malacha. Right? So then you're right. The Hava Amina, that there's such a thing as Tosefet Shabbat, is in tension with the Gemara and Moed Katan, but we don't posken that way. Well, you could just say we reject it all, or they're saying it in the level of Derabbanan.
But was it like
yeah, you're supposed to start Shabbos early. Stop doing Malach early. Right, but it could be that... Right, so but it could be that that's only Derabbanan. Right? It could be that Rishmon and Rabbi Akiva agree, but maybe you have to understand the whole sugya that's really Derabbanan. Right? And therefore the Gemara and Moed Katan is talking the level Doraita and the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah is Derabbanan. Or again, according to the Rambam, the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah is postening one way and the Gemara and Moed Katan is postening another way, at least for Rabbi Yochanan. Right? So one way revolves is often the sugya to saying it's a machloket sugya, or Tosefet Shabbat is only Derabbanan. Another way is to say, no, there's real Tosefet, which is Shemitah, whether you think it's Tosefet Zman or Hachana, right? And then there's Tosefet Shabbat, which according to Mordechai is about showing excitement, according to the Rush, is just to make sure that you don't accidentally violate Shabbat, right? But that's fundamentally different. How else might you defend it? Right? How else might you? And what, right? So another possibility is that they are... Both of them are real, right? Both of them are real. Both of them have real Tosefet, right? It's not that it's just, it's not that, oh, this doesn't count. It's not that it's Dirabban versus Doraita. No. There's such a thing as Tosefet Shvi'i, and there's such a thing as Tosefet Shabbat, right? And nevertheless, you might be able to say that Shabbat doesn't have Tosefet if you think that they have Tosefet, but they're fundamentally conceptually different, right? How would you do that? If you argue, let's say, right, within Shabbat, it's quite clear that if there is such a thing as Tosefet Shabbat, and what's its nature, if there is such a thing, like a real Tosefet Shabbat, what's its nature? It's Tosefet Zman, it's adding time to Shabbat. I mean, what would it mean to prepare? It's not, right, it's not like you're not setting in motion Malacha. In fact, we allow you to set Malacha, right? Meaning, not only is it not about setting in motion Malacha, to go on Shabbat. That's not what's prohibited. How do I know that's not what Tosefet Shabbat's about? Right? It's to stop it. But how do I know that it's about stopping to do Malacha and not, like by Shemitah, setting motion Malacha that'll happen on Shemitah? How do I know that that's not what it means? Because we have a machloket in Shabbat, Masechet Shabbat, between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai, whether it's usur to set in motion Malacha that will happen on Shabbat, what we call Shvitat Kelim. Are you allowed to set your vessels in such a way that they're going to, that Malacha will be performed on Shabbat? And what, and how do we paskin? And how do we paskin? Beit Shammai says, no, we forbid Shvitat Kelim. And what does Beit Hillel say?
Yeah.
It's mutter. So it obviously can't be that Tosefet Shabbat means you can't prepare for Shabbat by setting Malacha in motion for Shabbat because you are allowed to do that. You are allowed to light your candles before Shabbat, and they're going to continue lighting. You're allowed to, right, set your sprinklers to go off right? And assuming that it's not too loud, because then it might be a Darabanan problem. But on a Daraisa level, you're allowed to set your timer, right? And we all do this, right? We set our timer for our hot plates. We set our timer for our lights. We set our time, right? We do this. Like, we paskin, you're allowed to do that, right? So you can't say that Tosefet Shabbat is that it's usher to prepare and set in motion Malachah and Gavin Shabbat because you're allowed to do that. And therefore, the only model left, if you hold a real Tosefet Shabbat, is that there's an obligation to extend the Kedusha of Shabbat. So it could be that, what's the Gemara saying? Shabbat has Tosefet, but that's adding of time. Right? Adding of time. Adding Kedusha, meaning adding time. Adding Kedusha, meaning making time which was otherwise whole into Kodesh time. It's adding time. It's extending the time of Shabbat. But Shemitah is Hachana. And therefore what it's saying is you can't compare them because what Shabbat has, as we said, if Tosefet Shvi'it is don't set in motion Malacha L'Rabban on Shvi'it, but on Shabbat you're allowed to, so maybe what the Gemara is saying is on Shabbat, Reishit, there's no Isser to set in motion Malacha L'Rabban on Shabbat. Right? And that's what it's saying. On Shabbat it's not prohibited. In fact, it's Mutter. And when Rabbi Yochanan says, and that's why I thought to negate Tosefet Shvi'it, it was because, on Shabbat you're allowed to set in motion. Right? Shabbat, yes, there's a mitzvah to add time, add Kedusha. But there's no Isser, in fact, it's completely mutter, to set in motion malacha that's going to take place on Shabbat, to prepare malacha so that will happen on Shabbat. So maybe what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is that type of Tosefet doesn't exist on Shabbat, so maybe it doesn't exist in Shemitah either. Right? Oh, no, I agree with you. But in Moikata. Right? And that's how you could solve it. You could say the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is talking about Tosefet Kedusha. The Gemara in Moed Katan is talking about Hachana. And therefore, what it's saying is there's a Havamina. Now, why is this problematic? Because the Maskana, the Gemara, yes, and in the end of the day, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah uses, according to Rabbi Kiva, uses Shemitah as the paradigm for every other one. So it's a bit hard, but you're right, it could still be a Machloket HaSugyot, and what they're really arguing about is along different models. Okay? So I think that's three ways of understanding how you read these sugyas together. Okay? There is one problem left, and that was what Moshe mentioned before, which is, wait a second. This isn't fair, right? Because, right, this is not fair because in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, it functions with the assumption that according to Rabbi Yishmael, there's no Tosefet Shvi'it. Right? Except in the Gemara in Moed Katan, the assumption is what? That everybody agrees that there's Tosefet Shvi'it. The only question is it from the Torah or is it Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai? So why does the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah seem to ignore the possibility of Tosefet Shvi'it according to Rabbi Yishmael? Right? Which is not what we know about Rabbi Yishmael. So who asked this question, not surprisingly? Tosefet, again. Right? Tosefet, again, asked this problem in Rosh Hashanah. So look at Tosfot. Rabbi Yishmael. Moshe, why don't you take it since it was your question. Right, Tosfot, Rabbi Yishmael. You see on Rosh Hashanah? Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam had a question. Perikama de Moed Katan. Right, we learned in the first chapter of Moed Katan. The Tered. So where's Rabbeinu Tam? How does he answer it? And this is for Kobe already, because I remember I told him that he was mechaving to Rabbeinu Tam. So this is one version of it. It's more expanded in the Sefer HaYashar, but let's see one version of it, right? What did you say 2 days ago? Right? Kobe had said 2 days ago, wait a second, it's not fair. Why is the sugya consistently assuming that when we're talking about Tosefta, it's the same at the beginning and the end? Right? Right? Why is it constantly treating Tosefta at the beginning and the end as the same thing? Maybe they're different. And I said, aha, you're thinking like Rabbeinu Tam. Well, now that Rabbeinu Tam is going to come in helpful, because what is he going to say? Look, the Teres Rabbeinu Tam. He says, wait a second. You got it wrong. Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Kiva, it's not just that they disagree as to the source of Tosefet Shviit. They also disagree about whether Tosefet Shviit exists at the end. Right? Because Rabbi Ishmael's source of Halacha Mishmita might only be the beginning. And he says, very good. Why would it make sense to distinguish before and after? Because if you're talking about Tosefet Kedusha, then it makes as much sense to add at the beginning as at the end, right? Start Shabbos a few minutes early, end Shabbos a few minutes late, right? Start Shemitah a little bit early and late. But if you think that Tosefet is about Hachana, then does it make sense to assume automatically that just because there's Tosefet at the beginning, there's Tosefet at the end? No. Right? No. It doesn't. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says, "Dahachem yibayle b'tosefet shel achar shviyim yinalei, ubechinam dachak, dechevin deshviyit gufa me'alach al yofin v'ineh shabbat v'yom ha'kipurim v'yom tov, v'yin donin kal v'chomer me'al alacha," right? So, Tosfot itself doesn't like it, right? Like the anonymous Tosfot. Right? So, let's just start with Rabbeinu Tam. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? Rabbeinu Tam says, listen, you got it wrong. Rabbi Ishmael, by Shemitah, only thinks that there's Tosefet before, but not after. And therefore, the Gemara is asking, how do you have Tosefet Shabbat after? Or how does Rabbi Ishmael know you have Tosefet Shabbat after? So what does Rabbi Natan seem to be saying? That Dafka, right, this flips what we assume, that Rabbi Kiva is more about Hachana and Rabbi Ishmael is more about time. What does he say? Yeah, Rabbi Ishmael is about Hachana. And therefore, Bishmal's Allah is only before. And therefore, can that prove anything about Shabbat, where it's about Tosefet Kedusha, which would be before and after? No. Right? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it sounds like Rabbi Ishmael thinks that Tosefet Shviit is Achana and therefore only exists before, but Tosefet Shabbat is about Tosefet Kedusha. And therefore, you need a source to say that Tosefet Kedusha exists before and after. Now, Tosefta himself doesn't like it. And what does he say? Uvechinam dachak. What's uvechinam dachak? Right? I mean, for no reason did he say that thing, which doesn't make any sense. Right? Right? He says it doesn't make any sense. The shvi'id gufa mehalacha lo yalfinan mina shabbat yom kippurim yom tov. Din gomri kol v'chomer mehalacha. He says, that's not fair. He said, you know why? The Gemara Rosh Hashanah isn't saying that Tosefta doesn't believe in Tosefet Shviit. What's it saying? That Tosefet Shviit is derived from Halacha Moshe Mishinai. Can you derive from Shabbat, from Halacha Moshe Mishinai and Shemitah? No. So Tosefta himself seems to think that what? There is such a thing as Tosefet. Even according to Rabbi Ishmael, there's Tosefet Shviit before and after. So why does the Gemara here say that he can't use Shemitah as a source to teach Tosefet Shabbat? Simply because you can't derive from Halacha Moshe Mishinai to other mitzvot. That's all. So it's pure technicality. Meaning, Tosfot himself, not Rabbeinu Tam, but the anonymous author of Tosfot says, no. Rabbi Ishmael believes that there's Tosefet Shviit before and after. So why does the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah ask, well, how does he know that there's Tosefet Shabbat? Why doesn't he just do what Rabbi Kiva does and compare Shabbat to Shemitah? Answer, because according to Rabbi Kiva, there's a pasuk. Once there's a pasuk, so you can derive other mitzvot from Shviit, because you can make a Gzeirah Shavah of sorts between Shabbat and Shviit. But since, according to Rabbi Ishmael, the source for Tosefet Shviit is a Halacha Moshe Mishinai, the rule is that you can't derive from one Halacha Moshe Mishinai to unrelated Halacha. And therefore, the Halacha Moshe Mishinai teaches us that there's Tosefet Shviit before and after, but that still means that Rabbi Ishmael needs a separate source for Tosefet Shabbat.
Which is right.
And that's why he quotes the Braisa. It's a technicality. He says, don't You made a bad diuk. It's not that Rabbi Shmuel doesn't believe in Tosefet Shviit before and after, right? Or it's just that he doesn't think that's a good source for Shabbat, because you can't learn halacha Moshe Mitzinai by Shviit to a halacha by Shabbat. That's all it's saying. It's not saying anything about what Rabbi Shmuel holds in Shviit. V'hasher Yishmael, itzrech krom, yishum Shabbat v'yomtom, v'itzrech helchot al mishra yolata. V'lo hadlo v'shani hach moed katan zer v'kiva, itzrech krom lamin al Shabbat v'yomtom, v'yomtom yishum Okay, and then it gets a little bit more into the sugya there. Okay, fine. What? Oh, it makes a lot more sense, and 100% makes more sense. Okay, you know, we have 5 minutes, so let me. I won't make you read it inside, but I'll read it to you. I did bring a copy for myself of the Sefer HaYashar in the Rosh Mishans, because what this Tosfot alludes to, the machloka between Rabbeinu Tam and other Balei HaTosfot, is more explicit in Sefer HaYashar, which is Rabbeinu Tam's own Sefer, and the Rosh Mishans, who is in his Perush on the Mishnah. So let me just grab it for 1 second. Okay, so in the Sefer HaYashar in Taf Lamed Aleph, he writes as follows: Hilchata l'Rabbi Yishmael, d'lo mati l'midrash tosefet l'vanei me'halcha, v'adinafku l'mipirka kamad rosh Hashanah mitishpitu shabbatchem, d'idrash l'atam tosefet l'acharea ata k'demuchachatam. Right, he says, you can't derive tosefet Shabbat, Tosefet Shviit from Tosefet Shabbat, because, right, the drasha there is about afterwards. The kaboy mosiv mechala kodesh minolan umavik le'rikiv mimicharish v'katsir tishvot ulogavei Tosefet Shviit kaboy ve'logavei yom kippurim v'shabbatot yom tovim v'kol hanach atosefet lacharem kaimei. All of those are talking about the addition afterwards. Now, in our Tosfot, what does it sound like? That Rabbeinu Tam thinks that the Pasuk teaches Tosefet Shabbat before and after, right? If you look at Rabbeinu Tam himself, you discover that it's not what he thinks at all. He actually thinks that the drasha is only for after. That Mosif and Michal HaKodesh is only, not a halacha before and after, which is what it sounds like in our Tosfot, right? It's only afterwards. Now, why would you say something like that? Why do you think you would say that Tosefet Shabbat and Tosefet Shviit, all that Kedusha stuff, right, is only afterwards, and therefore we need a separate drasha for before? Why would you say that? Good, I agree with you. That probably what he thinks is that the only type of Tosefet Kedusha that exists is afterwards, and if there's Tosefet before, it's because of a Hachana, right? I agree. That's probably a sharper way of saying Rabbeinu Tam than the Rabbeinu Tam we have in our Tosfot, right? But why would you say that? So one, you might just say it's from the Gemara, but conceptually, why would you say that, right? Right, again, let's just go over. In our Tosfot, it sounds like, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Tosefet, the pasuk of Tosefet Kedusha applies to before and after, and the halacha Moshe Mitzinai is only before, right? In Rabbeinu Tam, in the Sefer HaYashar, it sounds like no. Tosefet Kedusha from Rosh Hashanah is only asking about after, and therefore it's fundamentally different before, and therefore, like Moshe says, Tosefet before, according to him, might be about Hachana, and after might be about Tosefet Kedusha, and maybe you agree to both, but they're two different models. Halacha Moshe Mitzinai adds before, and the comparison to Shabbat teaches after. But why would you say that? What's the logic to say that? Yeah, why?
You're not adding context.
Very good. Right, so that's what, if you look at, I have this nice little saver from Rebbe Eliyahu Blumenzweig, who's the Rosh Yeshivat Yeshivat Yerucham, and he says what Mordechai said, which is, there's actually a very good logic to it, which is, it's easier to say that once it's Shabbat, right, you can add Kedusha because the status quo is it's Kadosh, and what we're telling you is don't end the Kedusha, right? That is easier than saying start the Kedusha before it's actually Shabbat. And therefore, what he argues, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is that before, there's no such thing as Tosefet Kedusha. There's only Hachana. But afterwards, where you're maintaining the status quo, and the status quo is Kadosh, no, because he says according to Rabbi Shemitah, not Shabbat, for Shemitah. Right. No, he's saying that if you were going to learn afterwards, that could come from Tosefet Shabbat, because Tosefet Kedusha is only ever afterwards. Right? He doesn't think it exists before. Right? And therefore, if you want to do it before, it has to be some other model. And therefore, by Shemitah, where you're talking about primarily before, so that's going to be Achana, and afterwards, Tosefet Kedusha, but maybe, like Mordechai says, that's only possible when you're preserving rather than creating. Right, because creating is harder than preserving, right, or continuing. Correct. Right, that's exactly what he holds. He holds, that he's going to Rabbi Shmuel, there's no such thing as Tosefet Shabbat before. There's Tosefet Shviat before because of a different model, right, but there is none, but Tosefet Kedusha is only ever afterwards. Correct. But as we saw, just one second, as we saw Tosvot, right, Tosvot, the anonymous sheet that tells it here does not agree. And the Rosh Mishans challenges. In fact, challenges this. More on a different machloket, which maybe I'll get into. Okay, maybe I'll get into that. It's a different malacha, so I'll get into it. But at least we saw the Tosfot here already argues, but so does the... Yeah, right. Presumably that's where Rabbeinu Tam would hold. Presumably Rabbeinu Tam would hold like the Rambam in that sense, right? That it's only Yom Kippur that definitely has before. Correct. Probably. It could be, right? It could be, right? I mean, you could, right? You could, you know, right? You could play with it a little bit.
How can you say it only applies to the end? If the pasuk originally got from the beginning and it says, okay, and then we apply that to the end that you add on. And then now when we apply...
No, because maybe that's only Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur is a special drasha. I understand. No, you're right. Look, in the end of the day, Rabbeinu Tam is very problematic, because you'll say, wait a second, the paradigm of Tosefet is Yom Kippur. If it's not Shviat, then it's Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is clearly at the beginning. You're right. Meaning, Rabbeinu Tam is very complex. I mean, I agree with Mordechai that what Rabbeinu Tam is probably thinking is what Mordechai says. But you're right. Textually, Rabbeinu Tam is very hard. And that's why Tosfot, as you saw, rejects it. Right? The anonymous voice in Tosfot says, Mapitam, this is crazy.
Why does Tosfot like being Mitzvot?
I mean, either he has a different tradition from Rabbeinu Tam, or it's not that he misquotes, it's just not clear. No. It's that our Tosfot is not being clear. Often our Tosfot is not clear, right? Because it's a compendium, right? Tosfot on the daf, right? Maybe we'll talk about this a little bit more tomorrow because I hear that Shmuel Levin wants to start. But Tosfot on our daf is a late collection of the teachings of the Balei Tosfot. And often there's unclarity because, you know, sometimes if people aren't the best compilers, they're trying to get a million things together and summarize them, right? Sometimes they just don't do a perfect job. That often is true of our Tosfot, that if you want to really know what's going on, you have to look at the original. If you can get it, which we don't always, but in some cases we do. We have the original. Because in this case, it's published in a separate book, right? Of the Sefer HaYashar of Rabbeinu Tam. But not all of Rabbeinu Tam's Shita. It only has a few hundred of his positions. It doesn't have everything he said in all of Shas. Okay, good. Go to the meeting, guys.